Good morning. My name is Norm Stoner. I'm with the Federal Highway Administration. I'm the Division Administrator for your Illinois Division in Springfield. This morning, I'd like to make a few remarks about pioneers, pride, and potential. The interstate system of today that is so much taken for granted would not have been possible were it not for the vision, persistence, and the perspiration of our pioneer forefathers we honor today. The first pioneer I would like to recognize is not really a person, but an idea and an actual road, the Lincoln Highway, a highway that I grew up three blocks from as a child in Ohio. Beginning in the 1910s, private individuals and groups promoted road improvements by sponsoring roads and then giving them memorable names. The most famous is the Lincoln Highway, a patchwork road from New York to San Francisco. Next, I'd like to introduce you to another pioneer who is an actual person, but a name you will not recognize. His name was Charles C. Urban. His obituary called him a paving pioneer. I called him Gramp. He was my great-grandfather who died at the age of 95 in 1969, the year I began my career with Federal Highway Administration. In 1956, when the Federal Aid Highway Act was signed, as a nine-year-old, it was my duty to assist Gramp in finding the correct page in the hymnal at church. But in the 1910s and the 1920s, the Urban Brothers Paving Company paved Ohio roads, including the Lincoln Highway, with bricks, with a brick surface and a concrete base, largely by hand. And of all the interstate system pioneers, there's one name that stands out above all, Dwight David Eisenhower. In 1919, that transcontinental U.S. Army expedition from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco used largely the Lincoln Highway and shaped Eisenhower's views about the nation's road system. Looking at the notes from the convoy's daily diary for July 14, 1919, we read, "Departed East Palestine, Ohio, 6:30 a.m. Arrived in Worcester, Ohio, at 3:30 p.m. Fine brick roads, except for 8 miles of dirt, made 83 miles in 9 hours. It is with no small amount of family pride that I note that those very roads, paved in brick, are the ones paved by my great-grandfather, his brothers, and his sons. That expedition helped shape the future president's view as to how a highway network can unite the nation." This quote was taken from President Eisenhower's letter to Congress in 1955. "Together, the unifying forces of our communication and transportation systems are dynamic elements in the very name we bear, United States. Without them, we would be a mere alliance of many separate parts." Question: what has done more to unite the states than the interstate system? Can you think of anything else that has done as much to unite our nation as the interstate system? I think not. The last group of interstate pioneers that I want to recognize are the engineers, technicians, and skilled workers from both government and private industry that developed the technologies to deliver on the promise of the interstate system so that it was durable, safe, and respectful of the environment. It is with pride that we celebrate the actual building of the interstate system. It is with pride that we recognize the immeasurable benefits the interstate system has made possible. We take pride in the critical role it plays in our nation's economy. We take pride in the unprecedented mobility provided by the interstate system that has improved the quality of life for all of our citizens. We take pride in the thousands of lives saved through the construction of the interstate system. And we take pride in the mobility that our armed forces enjoy thanks to the interstate system. Can there be any doubt that the interstate system has changed America? But how much has the interstate system changed? Even though there have been changes like the advent of a forgiving roadside, I contend there has been little change in the basic configuration. Photographs of the interstate sections taken in the 50s look much like they were taken today, with only different vehicles on them. So much of the success we celebrate today we owe to the powerful vision of our pioneer forefathers. The promise made in the Interstate Act of 1956 was bigger than America because it was crafted by our pioneer forefathers from a clear and powerful vision of America that could be. For decades, we've enjoyed the surplus of a potential service built into that vision. Some may suggest that the era of the interstate is over, complete, finished. The interstate infrastructure has been constructed. What more is there to do? Such suggestions, I say, are foolish in that nothing remains to be done after the is no less foolish than someone suggesting that once their home is constructed, nothing more needs to be done. Can you imagine the value of a house left for 50 years without maintenance, replacement, or modernizing? So what possibilities lie ahead for the interstate? Will we preserve the status quo with stopgap remedies? Will we reconstruct in kind those crumbling sections of interstate? Or will we update those older sections to current standards? Or will we take the opportunity to modernize our interstate network to the next level of economic vitality and mobility? So what will the future hold? I suggest the nation is at a crossroads. We can continue down the same roadway, much as we have for decades, living off the promise of our pioneer forefathers. Or we can choose a different roadway toward a new level of promise and potential that will serve the nation's needs into the 21st century. So my suggestions are three. First, take pride in the legacy of progress that the interstate system has delivered over these last 50 years. Second, imagine the potential legacy that the interstate could be in the next 50 years. And lastly, and in the pioneer spirit of our forefathers, embrace a new, bold, revitalized vision for our interstate system for the 21st century so that it will continue to provide for a stronger America in the next 50 ways, in ways even more remarkable than the last 50. So on behalf of a grateful nation, I thank you, President Eisenhower. On behalf of myself, thank you, Gramp Urban. Thank you very much.